Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned in to the Psychic Soul Reading Show, Messages from the Holy Spirit by Brenda Bradshaw, the Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky.
Sometimes we do shows off of the moments, which would be Monday. How's your Monday going? Everybody's Monday's going the same way. Kind of tough starting out a new week, but we're going to make it. We usually make it past Mondays. If you're out there right now and you need something, just give me a call, and we'll get on it right away. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells me to tell you, I like to be in touch. Do you like to be in touch with the Spirit? Well, it's kind of an interesting thing to be in touch with the Holy Spirit. But you really have to work on it. It's not something that just happens. Let's see here what's going on the phone lines tonight. 901, I see you've been sitting here waiting patiently. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Sound like a very serious voice. Are you very serious tonight?
No, not really.
Well, maybe you're just trying to attempt to be serious. There is a little thing I'm picking up, relationships. You know, sometimes you feel like that you're serious, and sometimes you feel like, well, maybe I'm too serious. Maybe you take yourself too serious. Does that happen sometimes? That's what the Spirit wants me to talk to you about. Do you think you take yourself too serious?
No, not a lot.
You're just easy going, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm pretty much easy going. I mean, I'm pretty laid back. I'm flexible.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But sometimes, you know, people want you to be more than you are. I think they read you wrong. I think they your body language or whatever, they read you wrong. Am I picking up on this right, that people are kind of like putting more to you than that's really there? There's somebody doing that around you.
Huh.
It's like a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's some of
that. Do you think
that
you get along real well in a relationship?
Yeah, I think I do. I mean,
That's good.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, like I made plans with a friend of mine to go to the gun range or whatever. I woke up, and so I called her up. I was like, hey, you know, you still coming or not? I didn't get a phone call or a text message back. And it's like I haven't said anything about it. I haven't said anything, so it's kind of like.
Well, you know, people
like, I wanted to say something because it just kind of pissed me off. It's like I can't plan nothing with her.
So you end up not saying it?
I didn't say anything. I just kind of just let it go. I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, you know, that's what I wanted to talk to you about tonight, you know, so I just thought I'd start out with that. What would you like to talk about?
I'd just like to talk about this person that came back in my life, you know. We used to work together like 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, like,
so they just
know,
came back into your life, and so now what do? Because you still have some feelings, right? You still have feelings for that person?
Yeah, I got a crush on her. I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
You know, maybe it's time for you to take yourself a little bit more serious. You know, maybe it's time for you to look at the situation and say, what's this all about? You know, because the Spirit wanted me to talk to you about that tonight. You know, here's somebody who walks
like
back
I mean,
into
I'm,
your
I'm
life
sort of
and all of a sudden,
yeah.
You got to start responding,
like
you know?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I mean, she knows I'm married or whatever. So it's kind of like, she doesn't.
But doesn't make a difference, though? When it comes to this kind of thing, love is kind of on top, you know. And she may know, well, you're married, but you know you're married. But this is happening at a very bizarre time, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like, you know,
I mean,
nothing's happened
between me and her.
Yeah.
It's like nothing's happened between me and her, you know, so it's not.
But that was 6 years ago.
Right. Well, I mean,
but
I'm
now
still married,
things
but,
are
know.
Happening. I mean, it's kind of like you're paying attention, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I thought, well, all right, you know, just see what happens. And
yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, you are.
I just don't know how.
And
I know
the Spirit. The Spirit is with you. Yeah, well,
how
she
feels.
Yeah, well, she's back in your life again, and she's not married. But
right.
You are married.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make a big difference that you're married?
I mean, yeah, it does make a difference, but I mean, it's just like,
okay.
I don't know, maybe she feels safer because I am married. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you got something there. She feels safer. Aha. You know, there are women.
I don't know.
Yeah, there are women like that that feel safer if somebody's married. You know, maybe she just wants to fool around. You know, did you give that some thought?
I haven't gotten, well, I mean, it's kind of like that would be the only one I'd do that with.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean, it's not like something I would do.
But I really think that you're going to have to consider everything. You know, okay, you're married. How's the marriage going? Is the marriage happy? Are you doing okay in the marriage? You know, you got to look at that.
I think I'm doing okay. It's just that, you know, I don't know.
Love is a strange thing. There's some chemistry. I mean, you got some chemistry with this person. I feel like I don't, because
people talk about, well, you know, oh, you know, you'd love one and hate the other, which that's not the case.
It isn't the case. You know, when it comes to something like this, I mean, because marriage love is different than that kind of love. This is kind of like free love. This is kind of like this is flirtation. This is you know, that kind of love. And she's definitely flirting with you. I told her the other day,
I don't know if she's flirting with me, but it's kind of like I said something funny the other day. I said, just like that country song says, you're crazy, it's beautiful to me, right? And she just laughed.
Crazy love, yes, it's another type. She's like, kind of like free love.
She says, you're so funny. She's like, you know, like, just kind of blew it off. Like, I'm trying to be flirty with her, and she kind of blew it off. You know?
Yep. So now you have to make decisions based on how you feel. And you might be feeling a little bit strange now. I like what you said, crazy love. And that love is higher than the love that you experience in your marriage. You know, it's two different things, but the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're two different things, but it's the same thing because you love both people, like you said. You don't hate one and love the other. You love both of them.
Right.
It's just trying to figure out which one you want to go to. You know, which one is the best for you. And that's the decision you're going to have to make. Are you making that decision tonight?
No, I ain't making any decision. I mean,
you just let it go. You're not ready.
You're not ready then, right? You're not ready to make a decision.
What you're gonna do? So you might stay married, or you might go to crazy love. No, maybe it's not time yet. You'll know.
True. I mean,
you'll know when it's time to make a decision.
Right, because, I mean, it's not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, I don't know how she feels about me. That's all I'm...
Yeah. It's all about you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah. The Spirit is with you. Now, I'll tell you about the Holy Spirit when we pray. The Holy Spirit will give you the right answers for your life. So you need to really get down and pray. What do you think is happening when you pray? Have you got an answer when you pray?
Well, I'm really praying about what I've really been praying about is I want a career change. I mean, I don't, what do you want a career change?
Do you want to leave that job where she's at? Is that what it's about?
No, we haven't worked together in 6 years.
Okay.
So I haven't seen her. Like I said, I haven't seen her up until like probably week or two before Christmas.
Yeah. So now you're working together.
She was asking me. We used to work together.
Oh, used to work together.
Yeah, she.
All right.
She was asking me questions about where, you know, like. about my job and what I'm doing now.
Yeah, she was. Okay.
I mean, we were, that's kind of how we started talking again.
Yeah. It's all wrapped up together in that thing, isn't it? You wouldn't have made any decisions.
What I'm trying to do.
Yeah. It's all about, you got to make a decision about her. What are you going to do with her? Are you going to be friends with her? Are you going to go all the way with her? That's what this is about. You think it's about career change?
No,
I
mean,
don't think so. No, what are you going to do? It's up to you. I can tell you what you should do.
But that's not
going to work for you.
Work with me.
But, you know, I mean, anybody could tell you
what they think is right.
You know, but it's not going to be right unless it's good for you. You see? So, I mean, I'll just tell you right now that I think that you're ready to change. I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice that you're ready to change. And you want to change your job and you want to change your career and you want to change this love. You want to major change. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like I've been working on my health more, you know, because I found out I was diabetic in April. So I've been, you know.
So what we have
really
here is a person who's going through change. Changing your health, changing your job, changing your marital situation. A new person comes in. So what we have here is a person who's in change. And who could say that that's wrong? Who could say that that's right? All I'm doing is telling you that it is happening, so you just have to go with it. You take yourself serious and go with it. And that was my first thing that I said, take yourself serious when you first came on the line. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, you're not taking yourself serious. And these are serious things, changing job areas, changing people that you're going to be involved with, such as your marriage. All of those are very serious matters, and you're getting ready to do it. And if you take yourself serious, you're going to do it. But if you just laugh it off, which I don't think you're going to do. I just don't think you're going to laugh it off. I think you're going to do these things. I think you're ready for it. Now, that's me giving you a reading. So what do you think about that reading?
That's interesting.
Okay.
Maybe a lot to think about.
All right. Well, you better think about it because you're doing it. That's what you're doing. You're doing it. So either you just listen to yourself and what you're doing. You know? All right. The person in the chat room has got something to say. Hi there. I received a reading from you a few weeks back regarding the sale of our home. We got an offer. Now we're waiting for the sale. The buyers to sell ours, and we can buy our home. Cross your fingers. Well, I told her it was going to be sold, and it's already sold, so all she's got to do is do the rest of it. So, you see, I tell people things like that, and I'm telling you, you are sold, sir, on the idea of this new relationship and this new career change. Definitely sold. You've made some moves towards it, and you're ready to do it, and you're ready to keep it. And, sir, I encourage you to do it. Take yourself serious. You understand
what I'm telling you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, well, I appreciate you calling in tonight. That's a very good question.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Relationships, jobs, they're all tangled together. Whatever we do because we make a decision to do it. We have free will choice, and nobody should try to stop us. In fact, nobody is going to stop him. He's so serious about it. All right, here, the buyers here. In the chat room talking about that, the widow sale market said hopefully they'll receive an offer soon, contracting with, yeah, of course. what you're going to have is a movement here. Once you make a decision to sell your house, you put that trust in there and you're going to do it. What about this holding on? Should we hold on to this? Should we move on? Should we take care of something? Holding on.
Please enjoy this talk given at the Austin Center for Spiritual Living, where we live and teach the principles of science of mind and spirit. For more information, visit austincfl.org.
I want to start by relating to you a little story that's a true story. You remember Robert Fulghum wrote the book that was entitled Everything I Know I Learned in Kindergarten? Well, he tells, some of you will remember, about an incident that occurred in his life when he and a co-worker were working on a job and they broke for lunch. And he opened his lunch bag and his co-worker opened his lunch bag and looked in, and looked into the lunch bag and he says, "The same damn stuff every day, the same damn stuff." And Fulghum looked at him and he said, "Well, who packs your lunch?" And he says, "Well, I do." I love that. Don't you love it? I mean, you think about what that's saying and the metaphor that that is for life. How often do we find ourselves complaining all over the place about something? And if we just stop and say, who is the source of this upset, this problem, this situation? And then we see that big mirror jump up in front of us and we have to shut up or do something about it. But you see, you know, I could ask the question, what would happen if you had no regrets of the past, no unfinished business, no resentments, none of that stuff that is around you, and you were totally able to release everybody or every situation in your life and wish them or it well? Well, what would happen is that you would be free. Because it's in that kind of release that real freedom occurs. Have a little account, an illustration that appears in this book called The Truth About You by Robert Anthony. An old friend of mine, and I haven't seen or talked to him in maybe 10, 12 years, but he wrote this book, and there is a chapter called Letting Go of Yesterday, and in it he talks about release and freedom. He talks about forgiveness. This is what he says. A good example of total forgiveness would be if your mate leaves you and runs off with your best friend, and they're living in your home, sitting on your couch, watching your TV, using your alimony and child support, and you're happy and you hope they enjoy it. How many of us find ourselves at that particular point? And I don't want to show hands on this. But you know, I know a little bit of that, and I'm not going to go into my own story. But I have brought myself to the point in some relationships where I've been able to totally let go and even reconcile myself and love the person at a level of, when I say love, I'm talking about at that level of having an undiscourageable goodwill toward somebody that has transcended all of the bitterness and the resentment that may have come before this. You see, the degree to which we can't let go of something is the degree to which we are going to perpetuate in our lives lack and limitation. It creates blockages, and the blockages stand in the way of experiencing that which is on the other side, which is the whole rest of life. We are limited by our attachments. Everything that is not cleared up in your life out of the past is running your life today. Your attachments keep you fixed. I call this stuckness. It's the state of stuckness. Now, there was a mystic, a writer, teacher by the name of Sujata. Some of you may have heard of him. He wrote a book, wrote several books, but he wrote one particular book entitled Beginning to See. And he has a statement that I just love. And it's one that I wrote down and I've kept it with me. It says, attachment is our greatest self-cruelty. Think about that. Attachment, being stuck, holding on to, is our greatest self-cruelty. And so very often, we tend to be attached to so many things, we're not even aware that we're attached to them. Because these are the way these things need to be. I love the comment that Paramahansa Yogananda made one time where he said, we must overcome, to truly be enlightened, to be free, we must overcome all attachment. Even the attachment to detachment. Isn't that interesting? You take that and roll it around. He also paraphrased that in another place where he said, to be enlightened, we need to overcome all of our desires, even our desire for desirelessness. Wow. In other words, that's arriving at a point where it's not an issue, you see, where you transcend it, where it's not a matter of saying, I have to love somebody, but instead, I just live in this field of love, and I share this with everybody I come into contact with. We limit ourselves by being stuck in the pictures of yesterday. You know, we have all kinds of pictures from yesterday. We have the illnesses, the relationships, the stuff. And we keep referencing our life according to what happened yesterday. That keeps us stuck there. We're stuck in our possessions and our accomplishments, the things that we've done, the accolades we've earned, the certificates that we have hanging on our wall. Those are not bad. But we get stuck on them. Our focus is on them. And they hold us right where we are. We get stuck in our resentments, our irritations, our bitterness toward others or a situation. And that limits us, I think, more than almost anything else that I can think of. Let me give you an example. A number of years ago, I was working at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and I had a program, a research program, and I had to undergo a serious back surgery. I was going to be off work for 3 months. The same surgery, by the way, today, I'd be back to work within 5 days. But things have changed in the medical arena over the last 40 years or so. And my boss called me in before I left to go to the hospital for the surgery, and he said, well, I'm turning your program over to Jim. Let's call him Jim. Well, that really was his name. And he's gonna take over for you and run your program if you can get things together for him and let him know what you're doing and what your plan is and so forth. Well, that's great, and that was relatively straightforward for me because I'm a planner and I make lists and I do all this sort of thing, lay everything out. So I had already started doing that, and I gave it all over to Jim. I had a briefing with him. And I didn't like Jim. I never liked Jim from the time I met him. We were just different personality types, but that was okay. He worked in his area. He was really, really very, very good at what he did. But he was going to do my stuff. And so a bit of resentment started with that. But I gave it to them. When I got back to work after 3 months, I found out that he didn't even look at my plan, or apparently he didn't, because within a week, he completely set it aside and went off in his own direction to do something. It was okay. The nature of the research was such that we were preparing certain kinds of materials, and we had to provide them for other people in our group that were doing other kinds of research on them. And it just a matter, he wanted to do some other kinds of materials, and that was okay with everybody. But I came back and I was incensed. I was on fire. You talk about resentment. And I held on to that, and I held on to that, and I held on to that. And then I finally began to realize I wasn't getting into the swing of things. I was really limiting my ability to be able to express, and I didn't know a whole lot about this kind of thinking at that particular time, but I realized that maybe there's some connection with it. What am I going to do about this? Well, I just don't like Jim. But then I thought, well, you know, he's a good guy. He's very bright. He's been around a while. People seem to like him. What is there about this man? Who is he? So I figured, I'm going to find out who he is. And I began to interact a little bit with him, mostly other people, though, to find out about this guy. Well, you know, when he was a young boy, he joined the Boy Scouts. He became an Eagle Scout. Wow, that is really something. Some of you, unless you've been in scouting, don't realize what an achievement that is. He became an Eagle Scout. Second World War came along. He was in college at the time, just started college, and he decided to join the Marine Corps. He ended up in the Pacific Theater of War in many of the combat events that took place over there. He got out of the Marine Corps, and he went to college, went back to college.
Isn't it odd that we don't give people credit? You know, we think something else. We become resentful and things that are going on that they know. And I want to look at this chat room thing here again. This is talking about moving around. Now, you know, I usually when I do things like that, move a house and have private showings and all that, I usually give the person who's doing it the credit. And look at their record, and I think that this person that they've chosen in the chat room, they've chosen somebody who knows what they're doing as far as selling the house, having open houses and all that. So you give them credit. You don't judge them. You don't get into that. And you don't push a date. You know, anytime you're selling a house or something like that, or you don't push a date. You know, you could focus on it, but I wouldn't push it. Literally, I would just let the, you know, there's a flow in the purchasing of a house, and it's very personal. People are making personal decisions, so I would leave it to that arena of personal decisions. I wouldn't push a date. I may focus on a date, but I wouldn't push a date at all. It's going to happen. So, I mean, it's just kind of letting go, like he was talking about, you know, letting go and letting things happen. There's a part of that that we don't do. Okay, I get it. Okay, she says, I get it. The seller of the homes is buying, extended the offer three times. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. So there's going to be many offers. There's going to be many things talked about the price of the price range. And it's kind of interesting selling the house. It is very personal. Yeah, you feel kind of like invaded somewhat on a personal level. You know, people come in, they come in your house and look around. You know, that's personal. So that's why you have to kind of leave a lot of this to the realtor who's going to be working that. That's a business proposition, but but personally, don't get involved. So it's kind of like what you to say, don't be your own lawyer. You know, you go into court, you need a lawyer to handle the business part so you can handle the personal part. So it's always divide there. There's always somebody representing you. So just remember that. So it's interesting that they brought up all these things about selling a house and how to get the offers and all that kind of stuff. That's going to be happening, and that may be affecting you. So let go of that part of it. All right. 434, and this is Brenda. And what are we looking at tonight? What's going on with you?
Hi. I talked to a psychic, and I was told that I'd probably be getting a friend that's in, like, the military. I was wondering if they would also be, like a special SWAT officer or something like that, someone, because I was told that they would be, like, in the military or something like that.
Yeah, the military is important in your life, you think? Or you think
military
that's where your relationships are going?
Sometimes, because I talk to a lot of military people, and I talk to a lot of law enforcement people.
Yeah.
Mainly, like, mainly like National Guard and Navy and like patrol and SWAT.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I'm getting like a federal like Army SWAT person that's also in the Navy that's going to be in my life.
Oh, I see how you're working that. Okay, so you think somebody in your life is going to be from that area. They're, what are they doing, a prediction or something? Was this a reading that you got?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's your decision. You know, I don't make those kind of predictions unless you already set yourself on it yourself. Like you said, oh, well,
yeah.
Linda, I feel like somebody from the military, and then you would make a choice. And you would focus on the military. Are you doing that
okay.
in your life now? Are you focusing on choosing somebody in the military? Is that what you're talking about now? Is that you
yeah,
think that
I
was
mean,
a good thing that they told you?
Yeah. Like somebody
well,
in the military.
It's a little bit of doubt in there. You got a little doubt in there. You know? Because when somebody else tells you something, instead of finds out what you're all about. See, you're not about that. You never had the military going on in your life. And then all of a sudden
right.
somebody tells you, go this way. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's kind of like they made a decision
yeah.
for you. And that's
yeah, I'm not
good.
Planning on getting...
Yeah.
I'm
I
not
mean,
planning
let
on
me
going
just,
to the military.
Let me just tell you, the military life is a very hard life. Very hard life. You move around, and sometimes you, if you're connected with somebody who's in the military, they may move around. It doesn't sound like you at all. You're not that much of a mover. You like roots. You like having
yeah.
a house. Yeah, you're a roots person. I mean, I could tell
yeah.
that. So that might be bothering you. You're calling into my show. You're going to get the truth. Okay,
right.
And the truth is that doesn't always work for you.
Right.
Choosing somebody from the military because you're very serious about making roots and family. You have family structures. In fact, you don't leave the area where your family is. They're around you now, aren't they? Your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So how would that look if all of a sudden somebody told you you had to pull up roots and you couldn't talk to your family anymore? I don't think you'd like that, do you?
No.
So I'm not going to send you out there looking for somebody in the military. Sorry about that.
That's
not
all right.
Not going to work. I'm going to send you somebody in family. Somebody in your family knows somebody who has a relationship for you. It may be
okay.
your brother knows somebody, and they may be very well in the family area, the family structure, and I think
right.
that's what you need, to stick with
mm-hmm.
your own family. So what do you think about that?
Pretty good.
Yeah, and I think you'd feel more comfortable with somebody who knows your family. You know, you got a family name I'm picking up here. It's like people know your name in your family. Do y'all have businesses under that name, sir?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember if y'all have businesses under the structure of your name?
Oh, yeah. I don't own this business, but it's a business in my town called Reed's.
That's what I'm picking up, sir.
Okay.
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 And you're going to pass that down one generation to the next.
Okay? All
right. Now, do you do a lot with outside things like gardening and trees and things like that? Are y'all anything to do with landscaping, sir?
No.
What do you do with landscaping?
I don't really do landscaping. I cut grass sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely outside work. I mean, it's
yeah.
like it's telling me that you like to be out in nature, sir.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Are you a nature
like
person?
Huh? Yeah, I like to camp. I like to see macaws and cardinals and stuff
yeah.
like that.
That's you, sir. So you're developing right now, you know, and you're developing a family career. a family work kind of like a family thing. Let me do this nature thing for you. Let me fix something here that, you know, in landscaping. You don't
okay.
see it right now, but you have been doing it for other people. You know, if somebody asks you to do something, you end up saying, yeah, I can do that. So you're kind of like a handyman, aren't you?
A little bit.
So what you need to do is choose somebody from your family, sir. Don't
okay.
go choosing people from the people outside of your family, like people in the military. That's not you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, if that's what you called about tonight, I'll tell you, the truth is, it's not out there, sir. It's right inside. It's all around
okay.
you. It's
Thank
your
you.
Own family. They'll find you somebody
you.
That you'll love and you'll be able to cherish and keep your home, sir.
Thank you.
They'll appreciate your home, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much for calling in.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes we're told things by other people who don't know us. I don't understand where they're coming from that all of a sudden pull things out of the rabbit out of the hat. So we have a few more minutes left of the show here. If you want to call in, you have to push the button. Push a 1 and I'll answer your call. And Alexandra in the chat room is working on selling a house. And we've all worked on that. We know how personal that is. You just don't up and sell your house. Let me see here what's going on. A little bit of music here and I'll be back with you. You want to talk to me, push the 1 on your button, on your call button.
Brenda, this is Linda.
Well, it's been a long time since I talked to you. You still out there on the farm?
No.
So where are you located now?
I'm up by my kids.
Oh, okay. So you're not with all the animals? I can't hardly believe that you'd give up all your animals. Did you bring your cats with you? You got your cats with you?
Well, my one cat passed away, and my other cat, Angel, she's my new cat. She's three, and then my dog for seven. Yeah, I took them with me out of there.
Well, I knew you'd still have your cats with you, Linda. Well, you know, I went through a really bad thing here. I had two operations, and I know you can hear it in my voice, and I've been working real hard to come back from that. You know, when you go to the hospital, it takes you a long time to come back from that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why. I don't know if I heard on air that you, no. I don't, I've been thinking you've been having surgeries, and that I've been praying for y'all like I always do, you know?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the prayers. Well, how about you? Is there anything else that we can work on tonight that you're looking at? Because you said you're in a new area. That sounds good. Is there anything else that we're supposed to be looking at? Are you gonna be working?
No.
No. You just gonna take off? You just enjoying your time away from working?
Well, it ain't that. I mean, I've got conditions where, it limits me. But, no, I'm just being me, Brenda. I'm worried about you. That's where
Well, I got to be me, too. you're going to be you, and I'm going to be me. We're just going to get it all done. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that that's happening. And, you know, there comes a time in everybody's life where they just gotta, gotta kick back and kind of relax a little bit and kind of be themselves. And I definitely, I have a different situation here myself. I'm living, I have nurses, attendants, I have people watching over me now. They take care of me. And that's what I needed. You know, maybe I won't need it for a long period of time, but I need it now. I've got people who cook for me, who wash my clothes, who take care of me, Linda. So, you know, that's what I need right now. And we'll just have to see how long that I need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, I'm getting a new daughter-in-law.
Oh, that sounds good. That means that somebody's getting married.
Yeah, in June. My son's getting married.
Well, everybody needs a new daughter-in-law. I think I need one right now too. My son is married, but his wife has decided not to be married anymore. So maybe I need a new daughter-in-law. So I'm kind of thinking that's pretty good, Linda. You're getting one before I am.
He's on his third wife. He's 35, and I think this one.
Good.
You know.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah. Who cares? One, two, or three? We've both been there, right, Linda?
Yes. And my oldest son, his wife can't see me, you know? I guess because I see the truth, you know what I'm saying, where he's not seeing the truth.
Yeah.
You know? And she can't
see. Yeah, you can see that. Well, my son, you know, bought a house, and he's up there fixing up his house and everything. Now, he is definitely family material now, and she walked away, and so that's the name of that tune. But he'll get back in there, and your son did. They get back into it. I'm really proud to hear you. You wish your son good wishes for me. Good wishes and congratulations.
Yeah,
okay?
And I'm going to keep praying for you, Brenda, because I've been concerned. I have been concerned. I've been known to do through these surgeries, and I don't know if I heard it. You know?
Well, I'm going to be just fine.
Oh, yes.
I'm
going to
be just fine, and I appreciate your well wishes. And Linda, you've been hanging in there with me for quite some time here on the phone lines, and I appreciate that. I love my callers.
Okay.
Well, it's good to have callers. That's what it's all about. You have a good new year, okay, sweetie?
You too.
Okay, I certainly will. Thank you. Thank you very much. And here we go here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, we got about 10 minutes left in the show, and we don't have any callers that want to talk. And I'm about ready to talk myself out, so I'm just going to say good night. And thank you for coming into the show. And let's see here what I can do here with the time thing here. Okay. Time in the bottle. How about that one? Okay, let's play that one. And we'll be back at you real soon on Blog Talk Radio. This is Brenda Bradshaw.
If I could show time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you're tired. I looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go to time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time.
Until 845. Did you want to talk to me? I've got 7 minutes left in the show. Well,
yes,
what do you want to talk about?
Hi.
What did you want to talk about, dear?
I wanted to know how the Holy Spirit is in my son's life currently, if you can give me any advice.
Your son's life?
Yes, correct.
You want to know about your son's life? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I want to know how the Holy Spirit's been trying to help him.
There's a bunch of horrible things. Things are changing so quickly. I think he made a lot of wrong decisions, which people do. And I mean, I'm not judging him, and God's not judging him, but he feels like it. He feels like he's under some kind of judgment. Maybe you are thinking that there's something wrong, that maybe he's done some things wrong. Are you helping the judgment, or are you helping it the other direction? You're not judging him, are you?
No, but I would say a little bit of both.
Yeah, you got to watch that, because he's really creating a lot of judgment. I mean, he's a good person deep inside. He just made some wrong choices. We have to look at that. And then
right.
We start judging people who are making the wrong choices. Now, he had some relationship things that were bad, you know, but he's going to come out of it. Do you understand that? You want me to predict something for him?
I
can predict for him. All right, it's about 2 years. 2 years he will be in a new condition. He'll be working more. He'll be working with the relationship more. But it's going to take him 2 years to get out of this mess. You understand?
Okay.
He created some trouble for himself. You understand the prediction?
Yes, I do. Thank you. And
so
thank
2 years.
For time to talk.
Yeah, he'll be out of it. But he owes people money. He talked bad, you know. He Did he have an alcoholic thing going on too?
Yes, and prescription.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's going to take 2 years for him to get out of that mess. But he's finding the right people, you know. And if he was my son, I would just step back, and I wouldn't judge him. I'd just say, well, you made your choices. Now you got to live with them.
Yes.
You know.
That's what I'm trying
to
do.
And that's okay. I'll stick by you, but you know, I just can't go for that. How you're living your life. I just
Correct.
Can't go for your addictions and your lying and the problems that you created. I'll be with you. I'll stand by you, but I just can't go with it. So it's about 2 years, he'll be breaking all that. It's like a curse, breaking the curse and getting out of it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, stand by him as much as you can. Okay?
Okay.
It's like a
okay.
curse, you know. It's not going away. It's not going away tomorrow.
But that's why I feel
that's
like
the way this
Spirit,
works.
We're trying to bring the Holy Spirit around him to.
Well, that's good. Well, you keep doing that because that'll help. Okay.
And my mom and prayers and everything.
Yep, that'll help. But remember now, you're going against the spirit that he's created, which is a negative, dark spirit. So the lighter y'all get, you know, sometimes that dark spirit will raise up on him. You know what I'm saying? So just remember that you can be so much. Don't push too hard. Push kind of softly. And then when you do your spirit work, just keep seeing him with the light around him. And then keep giving him the light and don't judge him. And I know I need to say that because we tend to do that. We tend to think judgment. And we need to release that.
Yes,
don't hold on to judgment. Just be very spiritual. Use the white light as much as possible. And hold the white light and hold him in the white light. And make sure when you do that, don't talk. Don't tell anybody what he's done. Don't let anybody know what he's done.
Okay.
You understand that? Don't be speaking
yes.
that stuff. Don't be speaking all that bad stuff against him because he that sends him into more trouble. And he will appreciate that. And he'll say, well, Mom has always supported me. You see, you want to hear him say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, that sounds like good advice.
Yeah, well, it works for me. And I think we've all had that before. Somebody that we love so much, we want them to change, but we just have to work with them. And they change when they get ready. So he's got 2 years on the mark here. So in 2 years, he'll be pulling out of this. You just keep on, girl. Okay? I encourage you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Good
All
question.
Right. Thank you, Brenda. And take
you're
care
welcome.
Of yourself. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. We all have been there before. Thank you very much for calling in. And this is the end of our episode today.